This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama, the local business podcast featuring owners and managers, along with their incredible teams and tactics that make business successful.
Welcome to Businesses in Our Backyard, the local business podcast for East Central Alabama. I'm Dave McCurley, and today we are glad to have People's Mortgage in here, and we're going to switch around here in the middle of this, but right now I've got Shawnee McNeil and Jeslyn Tubbs with me. How are you doing today?
Good morning.
Mortgage business is something that everybody goes through at some point in time. Whether you're young, you're going to go through it. Whether you're older and you've been through it three or four times like I have, talk a little bit. First of all, tell us a little bit about Shawnee, and then we'll let Jeslyn tell us. I know you've got some grandkids now.
I do, and I've been doing this for roughly 30 years.
Yeah.
So been doing this a while, but yes, I am a nonny. They're the best things ever.
Aren't they, though?
I have been in Sylacauga forever, been married to my husband, Kelly McNeil, for 34 years. So he's retired military, retired fireman. That's about it. But yes, we have three grandbabies, 2, 3, and 9.
And I'll tell you, Shawnee is she's one of these that people know and go to a mortgage because, like you said, you have been in it for so long. Like with me, I've been in radio for longer than that too. So I understand. And Jeslyn, tell us about Jeslyn Tubbs.
I have been in the mortgage business for going on 6 years now. I am married to AJ Tubbs. Our anniversary is next week, eight years. And then we have two kids, Brooklyn and Carter.
Wow. I tell you what, kids are great and grandkids are even better.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about People's Mortgage, Shawnee, where they're located and what you all provide.
So we're right next to USAFE. So we're at the same place that we've always been since we were Movement Mortgage. We are the same people, same place, doing the same service, just another name. But we're right off 280, so local office. Some people don't have local offices for that kind of thing. You can stop in, see us, make an appointment, come right in the office.
Absolutely. And I'll ask Jeslyn, you've been in this for 6 years. What do you like about the mortgage business?
I honestly love just helping people get into their homes. I love first-time home buyers that don't know the process and just being able to walk them through it and explain everything.
You know, talking about the process, there are a lot of things, Shawnee, that people, especially first-time buyers, they don't understand, especially if you're building a home or especially if you're buying a home somewhere that has legality stuff tied to it. Talk a little bit about some of the things that you go through on a daily basis with consumers.
There are so many different options out there. There's different loan products for everything, whether you may be building a house, maybe you're buying something that has 50 acres with it, maybe you're buying a log home. There's different products for everything, so that's where we come in, that we know which product is best for you. We'll research it. We find out what's best for you and what you need to accomplish your goal.
And, of course, customer service, it doesn't really matter what business you're in, but customer service is number one. And it's got to be gratifying, like Jeslyn said, when you see that first-time home buyer, a couple of young folks that just got married, they're wanting to buy a home. And when they get the keys to that home, it really has nothing to do with the sale. It has to do with the fact that they purchased something that they can have to invest in.
Right. It is probably the biggest purchase they'll ever make.
Mm-hmm.
It is a very big decision to make. And if that's not what you like about this job, you wouldn't be doing this job. It's good to be a part of that. I mean, you just feel like we say that we're part of their journey.
Yeah, and Jeslyn, you've only been doing this for 6 years, but that's quite a long time now. But did you have somebody that kind of steered you this way, maybe a mentor or somebody that you look up to help you every day in this?
Well, actually, Tanya and Shawnee are the ones that got me into the business. They took a chance on me almost 6 years ago, and I fell in love with doing mortgages and helping people and just the challenges of each file being different. So, yeah, they're the ones that got me into it, and we're still rocking strong today.
And you took a chance on Jeslyn, but I'm sure it was a great chance.
Best decision we ever made.
Wow.
Yeah. She left us for a little while. We went in the same on the same team, different companies, but we were so glad to get her back. We worked really well together, and she is just brilliant at what she does.
Well, as all of you are, and of course, Tanya will be joining us here in just a little bit, but I wanted to ask you too, what is something that is challenging about your job that the public may not know? I'm sure there's roadblocks. Everywhere you go when you buy a home, there may be something that the inspection didn't do, whatever. Talk about some of the roadblocks and challenges you run into.
We say that we fix problems you never know that you ever had. There's a lot goes on behind the scenes that people don't know about, but one of the biggest hurdles right now would be economy, rates. People hear just enough to be worried or maybe be excited about something that doesn't really happen yet. Like mm-hmm. Right now, everybody's really excited about refinances, and those are great. But that may be something that we sit down with them and say, hey, you're seeing some rate cuts. We know you see that on the news, but let's get a plan because you may need to wait for the next one so you don't miss out on that opportunity.
Yeah, and I'll ask Jeslyn too, when you go through your everyday, you've got small kids, you've got a life that you have to live, a husband and two small kids. Talk about being in the mortgage business kind of gives you some flexibility to be able to do those other things, doesn't it?
It does. It really does. And Shawnee and Tanya are really good about working with me on making sure I'm at ball games and where I need to be at.
Can you go to some of my ball games and let me have some time off?
I could. I really could.
That would really help me. But I tell you what, we're going to take a small break, and we're going to come back for the second half of this Business in Our Backyard with People's Mortgage. And when we do, we'll have Tanya Barrett with us, and we'll talk more and find out more about their business. You're listening to Businesses in Our Backyard.
Don't let people talking on social media lead you astray on local news with false information. Stay in the know with news, sports, weather, and events happening in our area on SylacaugaNews.com, your source for all things happening in and around the Coosa Valley. Subscribe today to the free SylacaugaNews.com Daily Digest and get the day's top stories delivered straight to your inbox each weekday morning. Get the latest weather forecasts, local sports finals, political and business news, and special features on SylacaugaNews.com.
This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast. Now back to the conversation.
Welcome back to Businesses in Our Backyard. And today we are talking with People's Mortgage. Shawnee McNeil, been in the mortgage business and the banking business for a long time. And of course, Tanya Barrett with us here in this second half. And of course, want to talk with you and tell us a little bit about Tanya.
So my name is Tanya Barrett. I live in Fayetteville, Alabama. I have two boys, Alex Barrett, who is 18, a senior this year, and Bowen Barrett, he is 13. So kind of going through that mom stage of, oh, my baby is 18 and fixing to leave and go to college. My husband is a retired fireman. He is also an appraiser.
Wow. Well, that works good. Yeah. If y'all need an appraisal done, you know where to go.
There you go.
Speaking of appraisals, that's another part of the mortgage business. Shawnee, talk a little bit about that.
Appraisals, that is huge. I mean, there may be issues with things that have to be repaired that we have to go over with the realtors and the customers and make sure that they understand it and make sure our borrowers are good with that. And just another hurdle we have to get through sometimes.
One of the things that we have encompassed here over the last several years at Radio Alabama and, of course, SylacaugaNews.com is technology has come so far. Talk about how people can, Tanya, how people can go online, how they can see things or really look at your business without even coming by.
Right, exactly. So one of the big things about People's Mortgage is that they are big enough to matter, small enough to care. And so when I say big enough to matter, they have the technology. And so that was something in our decision in going into People's. And so we have our online applications, which, you know, you can go online and complete 24/7. We also have our own website called talktomylender.com. So talktomylender.com, just go to that and you can choose on. We have all three of our loan officers on there and you can choose and apply there. We also have some different things on there you can do, like a mortgage calculator, what can I afford. There's a lot of different things available on there that can help the buyer, you know, when they're trying to make their decision on what kind of loan they want to do. We also, you know, while technology is important, we are also local, and yeah, we feel like that is important too. So some people are like, I just want to do everything online. I want to download your app. I want to upload all my documents, you know, and that's great. We can do that. But some people, they still want that face-to-face. I need to come in. I need to sit down, you know, and we love that. So we are here to accommodate and you know, meet you where you're comfortable.
Well, and as Shawnee said before in the first part of our interview, she talked about helping people in ways that they don't understand. There's a lot of things that goes on in a mortgage. It's a huge step in someone's life. But I'll ask you, I asked both of them, what is something that you enjoy about your job?
Oh, gosh. I mean, and I know it's just kind of a cliche, so to say, but it is truly, I think, to do anything like this. And I think everything's hard right now, but it's helping the people. You know, we've had first-generation home buyers, and yeah, when I say that, we're talking about somebody that is 67 years old, and they're the first person in their family to buy a home. And when you go to that table and you have tears of joy with those yeah people, man, it helps you get up the next day and fight another day.
It
and
does. So,
yes.
Yeah, and Shawnee, I'll ask you too, when you help someone buy a home and they get that feeling, more than likely you're going to have a repeat customer, either them or their family. How important is that?
That's huge. And again, I've been doing this so long. I said the other day that I realize now I've been in this career path long enough that I have done usually their parents' loan, mm-hmm, and then the next generation's loan. So I'm two generations deep into home buyers.
Wow. Know?
So it is. And, you know, we always want to do a good job, and we always tell them, like, hey, you know, we are, our business is just off of referrals. That's
right.
It. I mean, we do have people that, you know, refer their friends, their families. We have realtors that, you know, put their confidence in us. They trust us with their customers. And so they refer us, and we always just try to do a good job because that's the way we make it.
And it's named appropriately People's Mortgage because it's all about the people.
It's all about people.
So talk a little bit about how long you've been doing this as well.
Well, I've been doing it for 25 years.
Wow.
So I've been doing it a while. I was in the back operations, though. So I've only been on the sales side now for going on 6 years. And, you know, the back operation, I always fix problems. People, you didn't really usually know about me. I was the one behind the scene fixing the problems. And I enjoy doing that because I do like I'm the fixer. You know, I like helping to make things
right.
Be right. And so when I got on the sales side, I was like, wow, it's a totally different ballgame, but it's just so rewarding just to be able to experience those things like I talked about, like the first generation home buyer. And it don't even have to be a first generation home buyer. Just somebody that we have helped, you know, get their dream home
yeah
or refinance and save money, and now they're able to send their kid to college or do something like that. I mean, it's very rewarding.
Well, and of course, if my addition is correct, with the three of y'all, over 60 years of experience in this, and of course, that goes a long way when someone that do not know you all, and I can't imagine anybody in the Coos Valley that doesn't know one of you three, but when they don't know, that experience speaks volumes. I want you to tell us, you talked about your website. Tell us where people can go to see those things. Tell us your website.
Okay, it's talktomylender.com. And so we when Shawnee and I was brainstorming to come up with a website that would be easy, you know, to remember, we were just, it just kind of come together, and we're like, what do we usually hear people say? And you know, we do. When people are referring us, like Shawnee said, we don't spend money on advertisement, big advertisement. We have a certain amount of money we can spend a year. And we decided a long time ago that we're not going to spend our money in advertisement. We're going to spend our money back in our community. So we do a lot of investing back into our mm-hmm communities and schools and recs and things like that, because that's what's important to us. So we rely on those referrals. We rely on people saying, hey, go talk to my lender. go talk to my lender. So that's how we come up with the name talktomylender.com, because that's what we, you know, that's what we rely on. And we hope that people say, hey, go talk to my lender.
Well, and that's a great website name. I'm here to tell you, it's easy to remember. But Shani, I'll turn to you, because my mother, she's older. A lot of older folks don't like to use technology. Mm-hmm. So what about just a general phone number that they can call and talk to you?
Well, I live and breathe by my cell phone number.
Right.
So, I give that out. You know, it's 256-510-2935. It's on my Facebook page. It's on our web page. We do have an office number. And Tanya?
So, I know it's 562-something-something-something-something.
That's okay.
But in truthful, everything, our cell phones on everything, because the job that we do in people, they rely on being able to get us even after work hours. Our job's not a 9-to-5 job. It is, you know, I do miss that sometimes about working at the bank. I do miss vacation and sick time because they're, you know, but so we give out our cell phone number. Mine's 256-404-5038. We do have an office number. It is on our website. Shawnee's got it.
256-562-4250.
And it's funny because most, you know, we have a number here as well at our studio. Nobody ever calls me on that. They call me on their cell phone. So
yes.
I probably shouldn't have asked that. But
no, it's fine.
One thing I did want to ask both of you all before we close is people's mortgage down the road. Is there opportunities maybe for other people to come aboard? Is there opportunities for you all to advance? I know you want to get bigger, but talk a little bit about where you'd like to see People's Mortgage down the road.
Absolutely. So we have a lot of plans in works. We have a lot of things coming up that, you know, some of it I can share. I'm really not ready to share, but we do have somebody that we just hired. So as soon as she gets completed doing everything she needs to do to get her license, I am so excited about this hire. So she is going to bring a lot of knowledge, a lot of community relationship to our team, and we're just, I mean, super excited. As far as where do I see, yes, there's opportunity. We believe in what we do, and we're always looking for the right person. The right person doesn't mean that you have to have the experience.
Right.
Because like Jesslyn, she didn't have any experience, and most of the time people don't hire people in the mortgage business without experience. Shawnee and I, we know people took a chance on us, and so we try to recognize the people that have the personality for that. And those kind of people are the people that have that caring, giving, want to help, want to make a difference in people's lives. So those are the type of people we're looking for.
Well, I'll tell you, knowing all three of you the way I do, I know that People's Mortgage is going to soar because you have the qualities to not only meet with people but meet their needs. And you've been doing this a long time. And of course, just want to thank you all for coming in today. Thank you for being on Businesses in Our Backyard.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, absolutely.
You're welcome here anytime. And of course, this has been the Business in Our Backyard podcast with People's Mortgage. Come by and see them out there on Airport Road. They'd love to see you, talk to you, because hopefully rates are going to be going down, and not just refinancing, but even if you wanted to purchase a new home, they're there for you. And they've been doing this a long time. So go by and see them. I appreciate them. And share this podcast with other folks. We appreciate you watching and listening to Businesses in Our Backyard.
Thanks for watching and listening to the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama. The show is hosted by David McCurley, directed and edited by Michael Giddens. Join us next time as we feature another great business and team making a difference in our community on Businesses in Our Backyard.